Sluddy Sport met Ruben en Arnold op Groot FM 90.5.
7 na.
Wat sê jy, soek jy, Ruben? Jy soek
yeah,
a wat?
Yeah, but don't go there.
Jy soek Arnie, a sloth.
A sloth. I want a sloth. A slow-moving sloth.
Maar wat jy met hom doen? Wil jy hom net in die sitkamer sit en stadig saam met hom beweeg?
Ek wil hom dice. Dit is goed as my ego. Elke keer as ek die sloth wen.
Hardloop of fietsry?
Loop.
Die beste vir my van 'n sloth is, as hy die een voet so vorentoe sit, dan vat dit so 3 minute, as hy die ander een so mik voor hom vorentoe sit, vir die dis lieflik. Maar ek hou toe mee te sê, in die laaste 10 kilo's van die comrades, is dit hoe jy voel.
Dan is allemaal slots.
Dan is allemaal slots, ja.
Is 8 minute na 6. Ah, nee, ek moet vir jou sê, ons is baie opgewonde, maar binnenkort begin die URC. En vanavond, dames en heren, nou, Annie, this is as big as it gets.
Wat my aan betref, kan nie veel beter as dit nie. Ons praat so oor 'n paar minute met Candy Player regstreeks daar in Londen.
Sure.
En ek is daarom nou al 'n rukkie in hierdie game en ek moet jou sê, dit raak nie vir my veel groter as dit nie.
Yeah.
Ek dink hy is Suid-Afrika se grootste sportlegende by verre.
Los aan.
Maar hier in Pretoria is die bulle natuurlik legendes in hulle eie soptyd. So wat dit eintlik beteken is, die sogenaamde URC of Verenigde Rugby Kampioenskap is Woensdag bekend gestel hier in Suid-Afrika. Hulle speel oor 'n week, dan speel hulle die eerste rondes, kan jy glo.
Yes,
en ek was gelukkig genoeg om daar te wees en ons het eerste met een van die bulle se kookwater flinkvoetmanne gesels.
Kootlie Arendse met die aankondiging van URC, ek sal aanneem daar so 'n paar vlindertjies, want dis net omdraai nie waar nie.
Ja, nee, dit is en wie sou sê, die nuwe season sou begin en maar ons kyk, ons is excited vir dit, ja.
Ek het by die bekendstelling reg agter Jake White gesit en daar was 'n paar van die hoogtepunte van die eindstryd en ek het gesien, hy wou nie kyk nie, ek sou aanneem, daar is nog so 'n bietjie oop wonde, maar dis 'n ding wat mens kan regstel, nie waar nie?
Ja, nee, ek moet sê, daar is nog 'n paar oop wonde, maar ek meen, die nuwe seisoen begin nou en is 'n nuwe chapter wat ons net kan weer oor begin, ja.
Wat kan mense wat na Groot FM luister in Pretoria bly verwag van die bulle vir vanjaar? Gaan daar iets anders wees, dink jy? Of gaan het baie van die ou patroon wees?
Nee, ek dink definitief daar gaan iets anders wees. Ek dink ons het ons gameplan bykie verander en so aan te. Ek dink ons gaan bykie hardloop rugby speel en mense kan uitsien na dit.
Jake is uitgeslapen. Hoe vind jy hom as africhter?
Nee, ek leer actually baie by coach Jake en ja, vandat ek die bulle gejoin het, het ek gelaf om deur coach Blake gecoach te word, ja.
Van jou spanmaats is groot name, Bismarck Duplessis bijvoorbeeld, wat alles gedoen het op wens in rugby kan doen. Hoe is het om saam met so iemand op die oefenveld en die speelveld te wees?
Ja, Sine is ongelooflik. Ek meen, Bismarck, mens kan sien, hy oefen nog steeds klip hard. Hy is competerend en is lekker om in so'n environment te wees saam met hom en hy druk hom ons altyd om beter te wees en ja.
Ek sou baie graag hoor wat jy voel oor die rugby kampioenskap op die oomblik met die Springbokke, so effens rug teen die muur, hulle moet al twee wedstryde teen Argentinië wen, wat is jou gevoel daar?
Nee, ek dink op die oomblik doen hulle baie goed, hulle analyseer as hulle mis nou verloor het en so aan te, maar ek dink hulle doen baie goed en ek dink hulle kan die volgende twee wedstryde ook wen.
Ja. Maar dan moet ons natuurlik hoop dat Australië ons 'n gunsie doen in die opreks klop. Dink jy dis moontlik?
Ja, nee, ek dink is moontlik. Australië is 'n span wat die mense sommer moet afskryf hier en ek dink is moontlik dat hulle vir ons 'n guns gaan doen.
Yes, Kirtley, ek hoop Kirtley is reg, maar ek moet vir jou sê, dink jy Australië sal die Zealand klap?
Kyk, almal in die rugby kampioenskap tot dusver was verskriklik wispelturig. Niemand, maar niemand tot dusver was konstant nie.
Ja.
En dit is een van die probleme. Ongelukkig, dit was een van die probleme tot dusver, is dat daar is nou maar net nie konstantheid nie. Die All Blacks het twee verloor, ons het twee verloor, en Australië ook. So, enigiets kan gebeur.
Ja.
Ek dink nie die ding wat ons nodig het om te doen is, kom ons doen net ons kant. Laat ons net, dat die Springbokke net die volgende twee wedstryde wen, en dan ons op die regte pad.
Interessant, ek sien die Nieu-Seeland het nou gesê,
ja.
Op die 15e, dis 'n donderdag, speel Australië teen Nieu-Seeland.
Kwart voor 12 ons tyd donderdagoggend.
Dis interessant.
Ja. Sure. Ek sou aanneem dis as gevolg van een of ander vakansiedag vir hulle.
Wow.
En dis ook natuurlik dis die eerste van die twee Bledisloe beker wedstryd.
Okay. Maar jy het ook nog iemand gesê?
Ja, ek het was gelukkig genoeg om saam met my ou vriend Jake White so oomblikkie of twee te kon wegloop na 'n stille plekkie toe en ek het hom ook gevra of hy daar met ons wou gesels en hy het toe.
Jake White, I was sitting behind you at the launch and I noticed that every time there was highlights of the final, you looked the other way. Tell us what your thoughts were.
Yeah, well, you know me well enough, Arnie, for you to know. I mean, obviously that when you lose a final, it's not the ideal thing. And especially the fact that we had beaten the Stormers so many times over the last couple of years, you know. So, but again, that's part of the learning curve. I think I said it earlier as well in one of the interviews. We probably superseded our expectation from everybody, you know, young squad. Really average age of a squad that's still growing. You know, a guy like Aldrich Lowe, Ruan Nokia, still young. I mean, they, and if you look at our tight five as well, Robbie's still a young guy. So, yeah, I mean, taking nothing away. I mean, we obviously would have loved to have won that final, and we didn't. But, you know, we get another crack this year, and hopefully we can build on what we did last year.
It's amazing to think that it starts in less than a month's time. It's actually quite frightening. There's virtually no let-up in the season these days.
Yeah, well, I mean, it starts next Saturday, you know, so, I mean, who would have thought? But, and again, part of the when you play in a final, you get less time to prepare. You know, teams that got knocked out in the quarters or, you know, got knocked out before the quarters had more time to prepare because they obviously could have given some rest and then got started with their preseason. And one of the challenges we had as a coaching staff is I just felt that the time off was more important than rushing back onto the field. I just think long term with this young group of players and also with playing the European Cup and in the URC, it's going to take its toll in the back end of the competition. So, yeah, we hopefully, you know, I haven't given them too much time off, but I think the proof in the pudding will be on how we look at the end of the season.
And then there's also, of course, the impact of having your box back and not having them back out. That is also needs to be managed, obviously.
Yeah, I mean, obviously they're now in the Rugby Championship, and then they come back and they're going to end of your tour. So, you know, even though you might get them back, and I'm talking about for a game or two, they then go to Europe and play against France and Ireland and England and Italy. And, you know, there's obviously a risk of injuries there as well. So, you know, you've got to think in terms of what happens if you don't have them, what happens if you lose one of them. But, you know, it worked for us last year. Last year we had no Springboks. This year we got four that have been picked over this short space of time. If we lose a couple more, you know, and that's good for us. Good that we get more guys in the national setup. But also, as I said, it gives the coaching staff an opportunity to find someone else.
I was lucky enough to talk to one of your youngsters and a shining star, Kurt Lee Orens, and he was saying he loves working under you because he learns every time. Now, I want to ask you something, and I want you to be ego-driven here for a second. What do you think you bring to the coaching table for the youngsters in particular?
Yeah, look, I think that, and I often say to my wife, I think I just give them a little bit more relaxing time in game day. You know, I think when, Arnie, I was a young coach, you have a noose around your neck, you feel like you're going to get fired, you feel like every game is almost make or break. You know, as I've got older, you know, now I don't feel like I'm going to lose my job every Saturday. And I genuinely, on match day, try give them that kind of confidence from me. Just say, don't worry, guys. I mean, we're not going to get hired and fired. You're not going to lose your job. I'm not going to be cross with you, you know. I genuinely think that is one area that I've been lucky enough as I've got older to understand. I mean, I said to my wife the other day about, you know, it's like going to a show, you know. We choreograph a show the whole week. We get to a Saturday. We obviously go and watch the show. And sometimes the show is outstanding and people give you a standing ovation. And sometimes, you know, the show doesn't go the way you want it to go.
People fluff their lines.
100%. I mean, it happens. You would understand that, you know. And then, you know, unfortunately, in our game, it's not a retake and start again. You know, you've got to start Monday again. So because I understand that, because I've been through it, I think I really try hard to give that to the players in my group. And I'm hoping, and I'm sure that's what he means, is that he's learning, because I don't, you know, for me, rugby's fun. It's not a death sentence.
I just want you to turn your attention for a second or two to the Springboks, the next two matches in the Rugby Championship. Obviously, the Pumas won them comfortably last year, but it's a different scenario. There's been this great inconsistency. Why do you think that's been?
Well, I think it's inconsistent for everybody. I mean, if you consider that Australia beat us and the next week they end up losing to us, you know, New Zealand lose to the Argentina, next week pump them by 50 points. I think it's probably there's a lot of things at play. I think there's World Cup, there's places, there's pressure, there's, you know, there's different things that they have to look at. But, I mean, it's a great competition. If you consider 10 points, 9-9-9 and two games left, anyone can win it. I mean, if you think about it, that's what people who put this competition together want. You know, they want a one-horse race every year as well. So, yeah, I mean, it's... I think it gives, you know, be nothing better than winning the last game and then winning the competition, whoever it is, because that, as I said, that keeps the fans, you know, glued to their seats and also discussing the Rugby Championship, which is what people want.
Jake White met my in gesprek so 'n bietjie vroeër in die week met die bekendstelling van die Verenigde Rugby Kampioenskappe. Ek moet jou sê, Jake het net 'n ander manier om oor dinge te dink en dis verfrissend. Dis anders en ek dink dis een van die redes hoekom hy deesdae soveel van 'n ongelooflike afrigter is. En natuurlik, ek dink hy het so mooi tussen die lyne vir ons in daai tweede laaste antwoord gesê, hy is so effens makliker op homself en as gevolg daarvan makliker op sy spelers.
Dis beautiful.
Sluddy Sport met trots geborg deur webuycars.co.za.
Wel daar aan die ander kant op die Moddereiland is het lekker om Suid-Afrika se grootste sportlegende Gary Player welkom te hê hier op Groot FM. Gary, I first want to say thank you so much for taking time out of what I know is a very busy schedule to be with us, so we really thank you for your time. First question straight off the bat, how is Gary Player these days?
Heeltemal in die hak, maar was teleeggesteld vir die liekie wat jylle gekies het, jong. Jylle mis liefste Rod Stewart Forever Young of die BG. Dan kan jy daar lekker dans, maar die is oorals, man.
Ja. Gary, dis Ruben hier, en can I just tell, ek moet eigenlijk sê oom Gary, of is het meneer Gary, how do I just announce you?
Enige, net so langs hy gelukkig is, dis al wat sê.
Okay, Gary, kan ek net sê, it's a huge honor to chat to you this evening, maar ek wil nou weet, ek mean, you said now, Forever Young, Rod Stewart, that's the right song to introduce you. Wat is die geheim, Gary? Because let me tell you, if as ek die video's kyk van hoe jy nog dans by sekere plekke and the way you live a full life, Gary, wat is die groot geheim? Just tell us.
Ja, die groot geheim is, jy weet my vrou altyd vir my gesê, hou jou bek, moet nie daar oor gesel nie, want mense stel nie belang nie, hoor. Always remember, whatever you want to do in life and be successful, there's no shortcut, it's hard work. Toewijding. Toewijding. And the thing is this, that if you want to live a long time, you've got to do four things. Under eat, nobody in South Africa is going to do that. Yes, it's thy Buddha, but thy pop and tuck, man alcohol. And the tweede ding, you've got to exercise, you moet oefen. Number three, you've got to laugh a lot. You've got to laugh a lot because it's a youthful cell. It makes you stay young, and dan die vierde belangrijkste ding is liefde. Vandaag allemaal wil weg. I mean, that's what I tell you, the joy I had the other day. Jy weet, ek was een toeskouer met Suid-Afrika tegen die All Blacks.
Sure.
En ons het verloor. Ons het maar slechter rugby gespeel, maar hy skop oor die scrum. Maar in elk geval, the thing is, you saw everybody. Jy moet onthou, ek het geword met die apartheid. And I saw everybody hugging and enjoying me. Dis die Suid-Afrika wat ek doe. Dis die ding, dit is belangrijk, we got to work together. Eendrag is maar, you got away from that. Politicians like to talk about their schemes of dislike and take the farms away and kill the white man and, you know, that kind of rubbish. And the only thing that's going to save us is if we work together and have love in our hearts. After all, it's God. God is love.
Oh, come on.
Mm. Yes, lovely. Man. Gary, I must also tell you talk about under-eat. I've told you once before, we have a men's group and we meet on a Thursday morning. And when I told the boys this morning that I was going to interview you tonight, one of my mates was at the last golf day that I had the pleasure of doing with you. And you told, he was also Gary Palmer, and you told him, listen, start dishing up on small plates. And that's 2 years ago this month. And Gary now, the other Gary, eats small plates. But my mate Joe Niemann goes there and he says, what can I fit onto a small plate other than two chops? I don't have space for the salad. So he says, you are the reason that Joe has stopped eating salad. Got to love it.
I've got a message from his wife. I've got a message from him. Pretty happy. I don't have to do much shopping.
Just as good. Gary, I know that you're in London at the moment. What are you busy with over there? And will you have a chance to stop off at your old hunting ground, Wentworth, and watch a bit of the BMW golf at the moment? Oh. The line has gone particularly bad now, Gary. Sorry. Let's try again. Oh, what a pity. Oh, Gary, our line has gone particularly bad again. I must blame British Telecom or something in the meantime. Maar in elk geval, ons gaan weer probeer om vir Gary terug te kry op Effens een betere lijn. En terwijl ons daar oor praat, die BMW kampioenskappe op Wentworth aan die gang op die oomblik, ons sal die jongste tellings daar deur gee. Ah, kom ons kyk of ons nou een betere lijn gaan kry. Ruben met die vinnige vingers. Gary, is that line?
There we go.
That's much better. Okay, let's try that again. I asked you about the BMW Championship.
Yes, is it duidelik of nie?
Ja, veel beter. Veel beter, dankie, Gary.
Okay. You know, I represent Wentworth when I'm here in London. I first played here in 1955, before your father was born. Did you hope I could win? But I won 5 World Match Play Championships here. I beat Mickus in the final twice. And it's been a very happy hunting ground for me. So I'm here at the BMW tournament and watching these guys play and meeting people, ladies, lunches, junior clubs, you know, speaking on television. You know, it's an all-round job, and I'm so lucky. I've been doing this for 72 years around the world, representing South Africa and golf, which has been a treat for me.
Gary, I see at the top there Tommy Fleetwood is leading together with Andy Sullivan, both of them shooting 64 around there, and then another Englishman, 3 of them at the top there, young Matthew Jordan is at 7 under par, and then Shane Lowry is at 6 under. The best of the young South Africans is Oliver Becker, who fired a 69 today, which was a very solid round, but not easy conditions to play today. I know the boys were placing it today, but not easy to play in those conditions, is it?
You know, Arnold, it's never easy. There's no such thing as easy. This is a tough golf course. But I've often said this, and unfortunately, it doesn't give credit to golf. There's any sport because...
Ons sukkel alweer met hierdie lyn, ongelukkig. Ek hoor om daai kant, ek hoor hoe hulle sukkel. Gary, let's try again.
I can hear you.
We're battling to hear you just a little bit there, but I can hear that. Let's see if the connection's any better now.
How's that? Can you hear me now?
Let's try that. Okay. You were saying golf is never easy? Ons sukkel rarig om vir Gary te hoor. Dit is so 'n tragedie. Ons gaan probeer om hierdie miskien op 'n ander tyd te doen, want ek dink Gary het soveel wonderlike dinge en soveel wysheid om met ons te deel. En dit sal jammer wees as ons nie die onderhoud ordentlik kan doen met hom, soos dinge gaan nie. Maar in elk geval, miskien kan ons weer 'n bietjie later probeer. Ek weet hulle is ook besig om te reis op die oomblik. Ja. En hulle is in die motor op die N1. So dis nie, dis die ontvangs is nie altyd die wonderlikste nie. Maar ons sal weer 'n bietjie later probeer as alles goed gaan.
Sluddy Sport met trots geborg deur webuycars.co.za.
Ek neem aan daai liedjie is baie populêr in Durban met al die haie wat daar rugby speel. Nou het ons vir Gary Player op 'n landlyn. Gary, ek neem aan jy kan ons nou beter hoor. Can is this better for you as well?
100% meer duidelik en ek moet sê ek is baie gelukkig met daai boere liedjie. Well done.
Is dit beter, Gary? Ek is bly. Gary, ek dink
jy weet lekker, jy moet onthou ou te sê ek dink nog aan Al Debo.
En Elvis Presley, wat natuurlik iemand is wat jy goed geken het.
Ja, Hasie.
Ja,
Hasie. Hasie, kom as jou ster so kort.
I was going to say is it Hasie, a bad moon rising.
Gary, ek wil bitter graag by jou weet, ons was besig om te praat oor die golf op die oomblik. The one thing that really has struck me lately, and that's golf right around the globe, the standards are incredible. The figures that you now have to shoot to just make the cut these days is remarkable, isn't it?
Well, it is, because their golf equipment is twice as good, the greens are twice as good, the prize money is 10 times more, and so it's just natural that it's going to be great scoring, because the conditions, we never played on a green in our life like they play on now. But that's great. That's the improvement of technology. But, you know, I was just telling you that golf is such a difficult sport, but it's the one sport, it's the only sport that is play and stay. Every other sport, rugby, cricket, tennis, you play and you finish when you're 32 average. Here I'm 87 and I've beaten my age 3,044 times in a row, so you can go forever. And the thing is, Arnold and Ruben, This is the thing, that our government, our Minister of Sport, will not give golf the credit it deserves. Remember this, that golf gets more publicity than any sport in South Africa by a mile for our great country. Wow. Because we've got 10 players playing every week, everywhere around the world, and it's getting massive, hundreds of millions of people watching on television. So please, let's give golf some credit.
I agree with you fully. Nee, dit maak baie sin, en ek dink ongelukkig is dit een van die sportsoorte wat ek dink sukkel om sy beeld af te skud van 'n wit elite sport op sekere vlakke. Ek is absoluut seker dit is so. Gary, one other thing that I'm interested in, and we're talking about politics to a certain degree, but I remember being on the farm with you the last time, and you were saying to me, your big debate was, does legacy really matter? Because you were saying to me, Madiba's legacy, what is it now that he's been gone for so many years? What are your thoughts now? Have you had other thoughts about that in the meantime?
Well, you know, I don't really believe in a legacy like most people do. If you take one of the greatest men, I mean, if it wasn't for Winston Churchill, you and I wouldn't be talking on the phone now. They would have lost the war, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. And then you take our great father, Nelson Mandela. What a wonderful human being he was, that there are already political parties calling him a white honky. Can you believe it? Mm-hmm. And here was a man that was loved by the world. And if we could adhere to his principles and his love today, we'd have a great future where South Africa now is on the balance of which way are we going, and we've got to make some changes in our country. Mm. And, you know, if you make the changes with love for everybody, and moving ahead, and a strong economy, and law and order, we'd have a great future. But there is no more law and order; it's gone.
Yeah, you're right, Gary. On a sort of a rather tragic note as well, and I have to ask you this: how is life with Vivian for you these days? I know that you posted something a while ago in which you said you dreadfully miss her. I think we all miss her. But how have you adjusted?
Well, you must remember we were together for 72 years. So that's a good example for young people when they're not getting on well and they want to have a divorce, that you got to make things work. She was a woman that you can never explain. She was actually her grandparents came from Holland, from Amsterdam. And she, you know, I tell people I never put my clothes out one day in my life. She looked after me. She kept our family together. She worked on our family all her life. She was on her deathbed, she was still emailing, WhatsApping all our 22, our family of 40. We got one that's not so good, but one out of 40 is not so bad. You know, you should be in the Hall of Fame if you've only got one baddie.
Gary, ek wil jou ook terugvat. Jy het haar gesien toe jy 14 of 15 jaar oud was, en toe het jy vir iemand gesê, dis die meisie met wie jy gaan trou.
Wow.
Dis 'n snaakse ding, en daar's baie mense wat my nie glo nie. Ek was besig in 'n baie arme area om te oefen in die tuin, en my boetie daar gestaan langs die muur, en hy sê, kom kyk na hierdie mooi nooi. Ek staan op die rots daar, en ek sê, good morning, what's your name? So he said, Vivian. I said, mine's Gary. So he said, for me, speel jy golf? So I said, well, I don't know about playing golf, but I'm trying to. She says, we'll pick you up this weekend, and we'll go and play golf together with my parents.
Wow.
I got off the rock, and I said to my brother, I said, you know, ek gaan met daai vrou, daai jong meisie, ek gaan met daai trou. He says, what's the matter, is jy beneek? Hoe kan jy so sê na 40 sekonde? Well, I did marry her. Can you believe it?
Unreal. Absolutely unreal.
You know, you've got to remember, this is the thing we got to remember, Arnold. Every husband and wife must realize, one of you going to die first. And that's why you've got to tell your wife every day how much you love her.
Mm.
And she's got to tell you. And the big word, whether it's politics, whether it's your family, is respect.
Mm.
And as far as children are concerned, you moet jou ma en jou pa eer. Dis so belangrik. Dis mos in die Bybel, né?
Dis waar.
And the thing is this, that I had a wife, and I miss her terribly. Every day I talk to her, I said, now listen, if you find a guy in heaven before I get there, I'm gonna know. I'm gonna break.
Footer with a golf stick. Are you gonna use your driver or your putter?
That's an interesting concept, Gary. I wonder if it works like that in heaven. I don't think so. There'll be no violence in heaven, Gary. I can guarantee you that now. There'll be no violence. Gary, also, I know that you've back in South Africa very regularly. You mentioned the rugby, but I also know that when it's Wimbledon time, you're always there just below the royal box. That's something that I know that you absolutely adore doing every year as well. Tell us about that.
I do adore that, but I'm very disappointed in tennis, what's happened lately. You know, at Wimbledon, they stopped Medvedev playing. He was number one in the world because of Russia. Now, I can't stand Putin. He's a mass murderer, and so I can't stand him. But he's got nothing to do with Putin, and yet Wimbledon don't allow him to play. But in the New York, they allowed him to play in the U.S. Open. Now, Djokovic, who's one of my favorite athletes in the world, he's allowed to play in Wimbledon, but he's not allowed to play in America in the U.S. Open.
It's crazy.
I mean, you know, it's just the game is becoming so politics. It's just so sad. And then you see a lady from China playing in Wimbledon, and you've got the Uyghurs, which nobody knows about or very few people know about in China. The whole thing, and then you get this guy, Kyrgios, who is crazy. Did you see him the way he was smashing tennis rackets?
Dreadful.
And they don't penalize him, so Wimbledon have become very weak. And then you find this lady, Margaret Court, from Australia. She won 24 major championships, and they treated her like crap at Wimbledon this year. So it's very sad to see that's happening in sport. I find it very sad.
Yeah. Gary, I also want to go back. You spoke about your brother, and of course your brother was one amazing human being who, for instance, started the Doozy and then also was one of the driving forces in South African nature conservation.
Well, he certainly was. And every country in the world, he went and did work for them. And for me, it's so sad to see them killing the rhinos now, and then cutting their horns off when they're alive with a power saw. What we got to do, we've got to get 1,000 signatures and to please and take it to the Chinese embassy and ask them to send it to President Xi and say to Mr. President, we beg of you, do not kill, try and use your influence to stop people killing our heritage. Can you imagine if we killed your pandas, how you would feel? Oh, yeah. That's how we feel in South Africa. But what do we do? Nothing. What do we do? Nothing.
Yeah.
I mean, just accept it. And I mean, it's a tragedy to think the work that has been done and everybody, you know, in our country, our animals mean so much to us, but we don't do enough.
I was alarmed to see, funnily enough, earlier today on one of our websites here, Gary, that they're saying there's less than 350 rhino now in the Kruger National Park. It really is very scary. It's happening right in front of our eyes, and yet your brother did such incredible work in that area, didn't you?
Well, it does. And you see, when you start interfering with people's heritages, that's a very, very serious thing, and it's a very debatable issue about it. Personally, I think that people that kill human beings or do what they're doing, I really believe that there should be a death penalty to stop it. Because we can't go on like this. It's too valuable to us, too important. Our families' lives and our rhinos and our elephants, they're such an important part of South Africa and our lives.
Gary, we spoke about music earlier, and I do want you to tell our listeners here on Groot FM the story about you meeting Elvis and what he said to you. I love that story.
Well, you know, I went on Good Morning America, and after I won the Masters the first time, and the lady's talking to me, so she says, what do you like besides golf? I said, farming and horses. And I said, but give me that guitar there, sitting next to you. And I grabbed it, and I imitated Elvis Presley. And the next thing I got, you know, I was going to say an SMS, but there were none those days. I got a telegram from him saying, I want to meet you. And I said, I want to meet you. And I was going down to Los Angeles, and I walked into the hall where he was performing this movie called Hawaii, and he saw me, and he said, cut. So I went in there, and we spoke, and he said, I want to play golf. He had the worst grip I've ever seen in my life. Looked like a cow giving birth to, looked like a cow giving birth to a roll of barbed wire. And anyway, so he says to me, what's important? So I said, you've got to learn to use your hips. He says, baby, you talking to the right man. And he gave me the greatest hip movement I've ever seen in my life. And he was a great guy. And people must go and see the movie now called Elvis. Yes. It's just come out.
Yes, yeah, yeah. I've actually watched that movie, and I was blown away by the stories that's told about his life. And there's so much that I didn't even know was sy lewe. It's an ongelooflike film.
And it's eintlik tragies. There's soveel tragiese dinge wat met hom gebeur het as aan die tyd. Gary, talking about all the way back, let's come to present day. And I know you have a keen eye on the young South African golfers. Who are the young South African golfers at the moment are impressing you?
You know, I played two days ago. I was in South Africa for 5 weeks, and I played with a young man called Ricky Henderson. And I want to tell you, he's a left-hander. And you know, we called a left-hander a cock hunt. You know that?
Yeah.
And the thing is that this guy, he plays so beautifully. He is as good as I've seen for a new young pro. But you never know who's going to make it because there's something inside a human being, one person out of a million have. It's called it. And I don't know who's got it. So it's something. I've only seen 20 players in my life that have got it. And I can't explain what it is, but my goodness me, can this young man play? Wow, can he play? And we got the South African Open at Blair Athol this year, and Blair Athol is the second best golf course in South Africa. The Lynx is the best. Blair Athol is second. We only have in South Africa two world-class championship golf courses. Listen to what I'm saying. Championship. We have lots of wonderful golf courses, but only two world championship golf courses, the Lynx and Blair Athol, and they're playing the South African Open this year at Blair Athol, and people must go out and watch it because it has a river, and they're going to see a golf course they won't believe.
I absolutely love that layout, and what you've done with it there is, it's an incredible piece of real estate. Gary, I know that Wilco Nienaber is someone that caught your eye when they came out, the Grey Boys came out that time to the farm when we were all there. He burst onto the scene, and he's been quiet, though, for the last season or so. What do you think's going on there? Have you got some insights there, perhaps?
Well, I watch him with great interest, and I keep expecting him to win and win and win and win, and he's not. But he's got so much talent, and some people mature later than others. But I expect him to come through any time, and I really hope so, because he's such a lovely young man and has tremendous talent. But I've seen a lot of people with talent in the world never make it, and so I'm just hoping to see him come through. I've got a lot of confidence that he will.
Let's go back again to the past, and the story that flashed through my mind now was the story about you battling with a hook, and then you called the man that you call the best ball striker that you've ever seen, Ben Hogan. Just tell us that story again and what Mr. Hogan said to you.
Well, he's the best golfer I've ever seen in my life and the best swing by a mile. And anyway, I played my first U.S. Open with him. And I got on very well with him, and he was very complimentary to me. He only said 5 words the first time I played 36 holes with him. He said, good morning, fella. Well played, son. And then he said, you're going to be a great player one day, fella. That's all he said in 36 holes. And somebody said, why is he so talkative?
Oh, wow.
Oh, brilliant.
So anyway, so now I phone him up. Coaching a young guy, and I was telling him something. He said, no, that's not right. So he says, why don't you call Hogan? I said, are you crazy? You don't call that man. So he has a little drink at night, and my friend said, phone him at 5 to 8. He's only mean. He's not very mean then. So I phoned him at 5 to 8, and I said, good evening. I said, good evening, Mr. Hogan. This is Gary Player here. I don't believe in giveaway programs. And I said, but I'd like to ask you a question. And he used a word that I'd never heard of. He said, I want to be real curt with you, fella. I didn't know what curt was. And he was dead silent. And I said, hello, hello. He says, who do you work for on the tour? I said, I work for Dunlop's. He says, call Mr. Dunlop. And he put the phone down on me.
Gotta just love. It was a different era, wasn't it, Gary? It was just so very, very different. And the men of those that time didn't show much emotion.
No, and you must remember that people like that, they had to work hard for everything. Yeah. You know, one of the greatest things of my life was that I suffered a lot as a young man. You know, and I came from a poor family. I'm so grateful that I suffered. And that's one of the reasons I became a champion, because I loved stress. I loved the stress. I loved the adversity, because when you overcome it, you become a champion. And you must understand, there's nobody in the world that doesn't have stress. And I'm so sick and tired of hearing people say they stressed out. Man, I had stress every damn day for 72 years, and I'm going to live to 100.
That was one of my last questions for today. How long is Gary still going to be with us? Because I honestly think that you could comfortably get to 105 and still be breaking your age, Gary.
Well, no, I tell you, you see, I'm at the moment, I'm 7 pounds overweight, and you can't get to 100 if you're overweight. You've got to be underweight, you see. I weighed 153 pounds in my prime. Right now, I should weigh 149, because it's too much of a stress on your heart, on your lungs, on your kidneys, on your eyes, on your hands, on your brain. You've got to be underweight if you want to live a long time. That means very few people in South Africa and America are going to live a long time.
Gary, iemand het eendag vir my gesê, you should under-eat, you should exercise.
You should love a lot.
You should love a lot and laugh a lot.
Oh, lovely.
Nou het jy al klaar vergeet. Het jy klaar weer aan vier zingen.
Gary.
Now, you know what? I want to tell you. You know, they talk about COVID, which is terrible.
Yeah.
I had a family member who died of COVID. Oh. But diabetes is the pandemic, man. They're, number one, heart attacks. Number two, cancer. Number three, diabetes. Mm. South Africa is riddled with diabetes, and most of the people don't even know they've got it. Way more people die. COVID is fifth on the list, and all we hear about is COVID.
Mm-hmm.
Interesting.
So,
yeah, very much so. I can tell you this, that, and this is a person's choice. I have respect for every way person's way of living and what they want to do. But if you're overweight, it's a miracle if you live a long time, because you're asking your body to work overtime.
Yes.
And even the most sophisticated machine does not last working overtime.
Oh, wow.
Gary Player, South Africa's finest sportsman by a long shot. Dit was so 'n groot eer om weer met jou te gesels, Gary. En ek bedoel dit regtig, dis altyd 'n eer. En hierdie was vir ons ongelooflik lekker. Ons wens jou 'n lieflike aand in Wentworth toe. Look after yourself and be blessed. We absolutely adored speaking with you.
Ek stel dit hoog op prys en al my liefde aan almal in ons skone land Suid-Afrika. Sterkte hoor.
Selfde daar, Gary.
Bye-bye,
have a
Gary.
Good night. Gary Player hier in geselsie met ons. En wat 'n ongelooflike seëning is dit nie. Ek dink, ek weet nie van jou nie, Ruben, maar ek luister na hom en ek voel altyd na ek met hom gesels het, kan ek deur 'n baksteen muur hardloop. Hy's net een van daai mense wat jou affekteer en infekteer met entoesiasme.
Mm, sure. Ek wens is nog 3 ure.
Ja,
3
ja,
ure. Like 3 hours would be.
Sou dit gemaklik gemaak het.
5 of 7, maar ons moet die uit.
Ek los jou met die storieetjie. 3 rugby ondersteuners klim Kilimanjaro. 'n Blou bil, 'n stormer en 'n Vrystater. Al die pad op beklei die 3 manne oor wie die mees loyale fan is. Toe hulle bo kom om sy punt te maak, spring die stormer daar van bo af en skree: "Dis vir die stormers!" Net toe stamp die cheetah fan die blou bil af en skree: "Dis vir die cheetahs!"
Sluddy Sport met Ruben en Arnold op Groot FM 90.5.